Sadhu Sundar Singh, who I believe is the greatest Christian India has ever seen, said this. You know, in the world, many believers tell others, listen, this is the only life you have an opportunity to accept Christ. Once you die, you do not have an opportunity to accept Christ. You must receive Christ now. Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely correct. Sadhu Sundar Singh used to say, this is the only life you believers have the opportunity to take up the cross every day. You do not have another opportunity to take up the cross when you leave this earth. Don't miss the opportunities you're getting every day to take up the cross. Think if you had an opportunity every day to make some money. Every day. I don't think you would waste one day. Oh boy, I wasted one day, I lost some money. Every day, an opportunity to make some money. That's how Sadhu Sundar Singh said, every day on this earth, you have an opportunity to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Once you leave this earth, you will not get that opportunity even for a single day. There are many people who feel that once we get to heaven, after Christ comes, we're all going to be supremely happy. The tears are all wiped from our eyes. And we'll have no regret as to how we live. Well, I don't believe that. Do you think a selfish Christian who never denied himself but lived to enjoy life and make a little money and go to heaven when they die is going to be just as happy as the Apostle Paul or Peter when they get to heaven? You really think so? I don't believe that. Those who have denied themselves and sacrificed so much for the Lord, when they see Jesus face to face, boy, what a reward they'll get in heaven. And some other person who just his only desire was to go to heaven when he dies, lived for himself, lived to make money, lived for comfort and ease and never thought of sacrificing anything for the sake of God's kingdom. You think he's going to get the same reward as this other person? You think he won't have any regret in his life? I believe there will be regret in heaven. Because that one, I won't have regret if somebody had more gifts than me and accomplished more. He had 5 gifts, I had only 1 gift. Okay, that should be accomplished more. But the area where he was equal to me. He had 24 hours, I had 24 hours. And I see in heaven, boy, what a lot he accomplished with 24 hours a day. He didn't waste it and play the fool with it like I did. Don't you think I'll have a regret? Not regret, you know, Jesus said that there are many mansions in heaven. You'll get a crown in heaven. This is all picture language. Remember, Jesus used pictures. You are the light of the world. I'm not a bulb. I'm not a candle. Light is a picture. You are the salt of the earth. I'm not salt. But it's a picture. So when Jesus spoke about mansions, we're not going to have, oh, you are so faithful, I'll give you a 14-bedroom mansion. What will I do with a 14-bedroom mansion in heaven? I'm not interested. I say, you can take it. I want to be with Jesus all the time. I'm not going to sit in a 14-bedroom mansion. When Jesus said mansions, he was using an illustration. When he said crowns, I get 5 crowns. You think I'm going to walk around heaven with 5 crowns on my head? It says they throw their crowns at the feet of Jesus. It's an illustration of a reward. And he uses the word crowns and mansions because on earth we value crowns and mansions. But I've asked myself, what is the greatest reward I would want in heaven? If God were to say to me, I'll give you any reward you want, I know what I'll say. Lord, I want to be close to Jesus all the time. Throughout my stay in heaven, the closest possible. And I believe that is the reward that people are going to get. You can get to heaven, all right, but it's my conviction that not everybody will be as close to Jesus as others. And that's determined here on earth. It's determined how close you want to be to Jesus here on earth. If I want to be close to Jesus, I have to be far away from sin. I have to be far away from the love of money. I have to be far away from bitterness and anger and so many things. And if I don't want to be far away from that, if I want the love of money and I want to allow certain bit of anger and bitterness and unforgiving spirit in my life, I'm saying by my life, I don't want to be so close to Jesus. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to be so close to Jesus. And when I get to heaven, the Lord will say, you never wanted to be very close to Jesus on earth. Okay, you're not going to be close to Jesus here either. Don't fool yourself, my brother. I know other preachers won't tell you the truth like I do. The reason I'm not a very popular preacher in many circles is because I tell them the truth. Jesus was not popular. He was so unpopular that they killed him. They didn't like the truth. But that is the truth. Otherwise, what is going to be different? You mean the person who's lived a careless life here on earth, even if he gets to heaven, is going to get the same reward as the person who is absolutely faithful throughout his life? I say, if that happens, I have to say God is thoroughly unjust. He's not unjust. He's a righteous God. I'm not saying that we want to be faithful to get a reward. No, that would be wrong. That's wrong completely. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Not if you want a reward, keep my commandments. I don't keep any commandments because I want a reward in heaven. No, that would be selfish. Then I'll be last in the line. Out of love, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is the most important thing. I have one life, one mina. I won't get another. Maybe we have wasted a lot of our life so far by carelessness and so many things. That one mina God gave us, so many a part of whatever it is wasted. I cannot do anything about my past life. But I can do a lot about today. And tomorrow. So I need to think of, like Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind and pressing forth towards what is ahead. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's how we can be faithful with the one life God has given us. I told you that Jesus had the same self-will that we have. But what did he do with it? That's my question. See John chapter 6. You know, this is the area where many people accuse me of preaching that Jesus was like us. I say, what, he was unlike us? I say, he was tempted like us. Okay, here is the answer. John 6, verse 38. I came down from heaven to do what? You ask that question to the average Christian. Some of you, don't read the rest of the verse. Tell me, what is your answer? Why did Jesus come from heaven? Most Christians will say, to die for my sins. That's right, but it's partially right. You got 1 out of 10. 1 answer is right. What is the full answer? Here it is. I came from heaven never to do my own will in my entire life, but always to do the will of the Father. From day one, in the last day of his life, every day he said no to his own will and yes to the will of the Father. That is the meaning of taking up the cross. He had one mina, 24 hours. He had one self-will, like you and me. You all have one self-will. he denied it. Next day, he had that same self-will, he denied it. He denied it every day for 33 and a half years. And he chose the will of the Father. That's what he did with that one mina. And we all are equal. You and I. Same 24 hours, same self-will. But Jesus was determined. I have come on earth never to do my own will, never to yield to self-will, but always the will of the Father. Look at his last day on earth. You know that. I don't have to turn to that passage in Gethsemane. He says, "Oh Father," in great agony, "what is my will? Let this cup pass from me. That's my will. But Lord, my Father, I don't want that. I don't want my will. If it is your will that I should drink this cup, I will drink it. My will is I don't want to drink this cup. But I will not do my will. Let this cup pass from me." That's his will. "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." From day one to the last day of his life, he used that one mina, the glory of his Father. We so glibly sing, "Follow, follow, I will follow, anywhere, everywhere, I will follow him." It's easy to sing it. But my brother, sister, do you know what that means in daily life? It's not just a question of singing a song. It's many times a day, not just once a day, many times in a day, we get the opportunity to say no to our own will. Then we are using that money properly. Then we are doing business with that one mina and getting some profit from it.